Thank you, Chairman. While we acknowledge, thank you, Dr. Madiri, for your inputs. It was enlightening as always. While we acknowledge the shared concern that the world is witnessing a political tidal wave of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, then surely one of the things we must do is that we, as a people, should deliberately and directly engage this challenge and not pretend that it doesn't exist. Over the recent past, including this very day, we have watched the rise of populist and nationalist parties in some parts of the world, exploiting the hatred of the others by political parties to gain votes in national elections. From grounds such as this, racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance draw sustenance, grow, and are propagated to the extent that they become commonplace. Chairperson, the scourge of racism is not circumscribed to certain regions, but is an evil of global proportions, threatening to reverse the gains made since the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action during the 2001 World Conference on Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance. As a new tidal wave of violence, hate speech, police brutality, stereotyping, racial profiling, and exclusion sweep across the world, underpinning this wave is the ideology of racism and racial discrimination, which has now laid siege to the new communications technologies, such as the internet, and are exploiting them for their own ends. In this context, conflicts between respect of principles such as freedom of thought and expression and anti-racism and anti-discrimination laws and principles has unveiled new challenges and the need for new answers and strategies. Chairperson, it's now high time for the international community to reaffirm and take a stand against racism, racial discrimination, and intolerance, and address the fundamental structural root causes of these scourges through full and effective implementation of the DDPA. As we prepare for the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the DDPA next year in 2021, we appeal to member states of the United Nations to review the implementations of the DDPA and to give guidance to new initiatives and strengthening actions through the adoption of racism resolutions presented through the Human Rights Council, as well as the Third Committee of the United Nations General Assembly. We call upon states, international and regional organizations, civil society, including non-governmental organizations, and other stakeholders to organize and support various high-visibility initiatives aimed to effectively increasing awareness of all levels to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration and Program of Action. Thank you.